This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show at 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find out a lot about what's going on in the world of news talk radio every week. Go to talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and a review of a lot of the things that we talk about during the hour that Michael is with us every week on the Talk Radio Countdown. You can find a podcast of the events and discussions that we have here at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael usually kicks off our hour together by reviewing the top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine and the People List as well, Michael. So let us begin, s'il vous plaît.
All right, my pleasure, as I am broadcasting to you from the Talkers Mobile Unit number 2. And we have on our top 10 stories, at number 10, we have the National Football League suspensions, and that's tied with NBA action, a little sports talk on News Talk Radio. At number 9, Russia banned from the Winter Games. At number 8, the California wildfires. At number 7, the SCOTUS gay wedding cake case. SCOTUS means Supreme Court of the United States. At number 6, travel ban ruling and the Utah National Monuments issue. At number 5, we have the Trump-Russia investigation and North Korea war threats tied at number 5. At number 4, the Roy Moore campaign. At number 3, the GOP tax reform plan. At number 2, Trump's Jerusalem capital recognition. And number 1, Franken Conyers resignations tied with the broader topic of celebrity misbehavior allegations. On our people survey, at number 10, we have a couple of very famous basketball figures, LeBron James and Steph Curry. At number 9, we have football figures, Rob Gronkowski, Aqib Talib, and Michael Crabtree. At number 8, Vladimir Putin, who's running for president again. At number 7, Kim Jong-un. At number 6, Robert Mueller and Michael Flynn. At number 5, Roy Moore. At number 4, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. At number 3, the trio of Russell, Garrison, and Danny. Russell Simpsons, Garrison Keillor, and Danny Masterson. We have Al Franken and John Conyers at number 2. And at number 1, Donald Trump. And again, an unbelievably complex, multifaceted, colorful, and crazy week.
So, in my experience as a talk radio person, one of the things that you and I have agreed on over the years, and so have people who listen, people who run stations, one of the real challenges to find talent, to find people who are good at using their brain and their mouth to describe things, because that's really what, you know, the great, we've talked often, Michael, about some of the great people who have been able to, with their words, paint pictures, use your imagination, or take phrases and words that call upon us, the listener, to use our imagination to imagine, to picture, to view, if you will, in our mind, what it is that's being described. And perhaps one of the best examples that I can come up with for a long time has been listening to some of the descriptions of the California wildfires from people who either live there or have been there. And I don't say this in a self-serving way, but when I saw the pictures of the roadway, the 405 coming down off the hill, a trip I've taken thousands of times in my years, having spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, on one side is the Getty Center, on the other side is Bel Air, and you watch literally, this was a dawn picture, the flames sweeping across the highway, almost engulfing cars. And so to hear people describe that without the benefit of the pictures is really something that I think does tax, but does show, I think, separates the men from the boys. Do you agree?
Oh, are you kidding me? Absolutely. This is a great example of broadcasting, audio broadcasting circumstance that requires real skill, and you hear it at its best. There is an art form to being able to make words pop and trigger pictures in the human mind that is so much more advanced than just the idea of delivering text, delivering data. Storytelling, embellishing, the combination of creative words with emotion, that X factor, that intangible that gives power to those words is an art form that not everybody has. Some people are born with it, others develop it, and not everybody on the air who gets paid to do talk radio has that skill.
Yeah. I love that phrase, storytelling with the X factor. And you see,
yeah,
that's another example of being able to use words, experiential words, to tell a story. And oftentimes, I think maybe people don't think about it. You and I might think about it because it's sort of our bread and butter. But if I call it to the attention of the people who are listening, they might pay a little more attention to the way, if they listen to some of these radio stations and the host that they like, the way the host will paint pictures with words. And is he or she capable, really, of doing that so that you can yourself there?
In the performing arts, quite often the qualities of the artist that make them great are often unnoticed by the audience.
This is
not just, you know, with people on radio. This is with actors. This is with musicians, dancers. I guess the saying is they make it look so easy that you don't realize that what they are doing is performing art. If you watch great actors working, a little tiny flick of the eyebrow, the muscles in your cheek getting tight, even in the eyes, I could actually see in some great actors' eyes, you could see the emotion. And, you know, reading eyes is one of the most nuanced things in the world. I mean, what makes an eye change its depth of character? In music, I hear it all the time. You know, and the really, really great performers make it look so easy sometimes that the audience doesn't realize how much skill and artistry is going into it.
Okay, so I again call your attention to Michael capturing your imagination, and there's probably no better example of what he was talking about than The Rock, when you see him raise his eyebrow in whatever role it is that he's playing. But that's the kind of thing that Michael is talking about. He's got that down, and people sort of know what he's expressing by raising his eyebrow.
And yeah, Dwayne Johnson is a fabulous performer and entertainer.
Yeah.
And that's why in the world of professional wrestling, which, of course, not only do you have to be made of steel, not only do you have to be an incredible, agile athlete, but you also have to be a great talker and a great actor. And it's an amazingly difficult profession to climb to the top of the mountain on. He was the one in a generation that became the star. And he went beyond it to become a big movie star. And now, you know, what's happening with him is that talent is starting to overflow out of the movie screen. And he's being talked about as a figure that could possibly someday be president of the United States. I doubt that'll happen. But just the fact that he's in the conversation is a tribute to his remarkable personality.
Wouldn't it be interesting if there was an election that pitted The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, against the old lady, Oprah Winfrey? How about them for Dwayne Johnson runs as a Republican, Oprah runs as a Democrat? Wow.
At least we're not going to see an election that pits Donald J. Trump against Al Franken.
No, you're not going to see that.
Let me tell you something, that was within, as they say, the realm of possibility until a couple of weeks ago.
All right. We're going to talk about all of those resignations, celebrity misbehavior, one of the big stories this week on the Talkers Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, I'm going to then take you not away from the business at hand, but to a different focus. The business at hand is thinking about Christmas for all of us. And also benefits that you get from making sure that you get a good night's rest. You're all going to be tired. You're going to burn the candle at both ends. You're going to be just at the end of the day, oh, my God, I got another day of this sort of thing to do tomorrow. And you put your head on the pillow and you can't go to sleep because the pillow's horrible. So you'll fix that by getting yourself a MyPillow. Or better yet, you'll fix it by getting yourself two MyPillows. Or better yet, you'll fix it by getting four MyPillows. You get one you pay for. Second one, free. So you can get pillows for you, everybody in your family, friends, those big boxes that come. People love to open up the big boxes. I say that all the time. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and buy one of these premium MyPillows. Get one free. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. And then go look around the website. There are some fabulous deals, all kinds of things that have to do with bedding, sheets. I mean, it's not just a place to get pillows. You get anything that has to do with your sleep encounter at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Do not deprive yourself. Get a hold of these things. They're a great value. Imagine, premium pillows from MyPillow. You get two for the price of one at MyPillow.com by using the promo code DJV.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in a giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2525 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2525. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2525.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. Google Play holiday music. Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
19 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the Al Franken, John Conyers resignation, pushing these guys out. The Franken thing, going back to your experience, my experience when he was a talk radio host. Are you surprised by any of this?
No, because I think Franken is a bit of a scoundrel. I have not had a personal good, you know, relationship with him over the years. And I only say that, I don't often say bad things about people, but, you know, he's a politician, and politicians are fair game. If he was just a talk show host, I wouldn't say anything. But he's a politician. And I think when we come back after the break, it'll be interesting to talk about an interesting aspect of why he had to resign. It's very interesting. The Democrats pushed him out. And that's
I think that's true with Conyers as well, given the circumstances. These guys, they're trying to clean up their whole. The world is changing. My God, isn't it, huh? Talk Radio Review.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat. Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour, we're looking into the information that comes from Talkers Magazine, the charts for the first full week of December. Michael Harrison is here, who's editor and publisher. We have sort of wrapped ourselves around the number one story or issue this week. All the people who are getting caught with their pants down, literally and figuratively, misbehavior and then some on the part of politicians. I suppose the politicians get it first, Michael, because, and I'm not sure why, this all started with people who weren't politicians, but it seems that those who are on parties, either, you know, party affiliations, either side, take a certain amount of pleasure at seeing others on the other side taking the neck. And that's kind of what's going on with the Democrats at the moment, isn't it?
Well, the problem is that in politics, they go for victory as opposed to truth. You know, my party, my guy, it's more important that we get our legislation passed than we have people of character in the Senate, that type of thing. In show business, it's a whole different culture. But I think, as I was mentioning before, Al Franken is being brought down by the Democrats more so than by the Republicans. He was going to hang in there. He was going to hang in there and face the Republican heat. But the Democrats are bringing him down. And I think that in some ways, Al Franken is being sacrificed so that the Democrats have the moral high ground to be able to go after the Republicans and eventually be able to go after Trump. If they did not go after Franken as openly and as overtly and aggressively as they have, they would lose the capital to be able to go after the Republicans. So that's why that's happening. Otherwise, they would be defending Franken because he really is a major loss for the Democrats in the Senate.
Well, so then the discussion comes as to who replaces him. The Republicans yes. are gleeful because they think they can. Franken only got the job by a few votes. There had been a Republican in there for a long time. And Franken, probably because of name recognition, much of anything else, was the winner, but not, you know, the old hair on your chinny chin chin routine. We've found him as a talk radio personality. We weren't enamored with him. He was kind of a jerk. when he was a host. I'm saying that because you don't have to say it. You can if you want. But yeah,
you know, I had an incident with him that was very, very highly publicized.
Yeah,
and, he and I had a public incident. We were at odds with each other. This controversy, and I accused him of lying to me. And, he did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm a big boy. I can handle that. But when a guy goes and presents himself as a man who upholds all that's honest and decent, and you know for sure that it's not true, and he writes books about, liars, and Rush Limbaugh's a big fat idiot, and all that stuff, you're in the game. You're open to being criticized. You know, I don't like casting mud on people. That's not my style. But when somebody's out there being a mudslinger and they sling a little mud at me, I have no problem saying, hey, the guy is not a good guy. I mean, he might be a good guy among his friends, but he's not some type of an angel out there.
He tries to play this sort of with his nuance, his face, his acting, whatever. He tries to play the part of somebody who would be more acceptable than him as the true Al Franken. He's
right.
Probably somebody else because he isn't his own personality, and the real Al Franken is a boob. And so, but how do these people get, how do these people like this get to the places they do, Michael?
Well, let's talk about that after the break. How do people of low quality character get to high positions? How does that happen? Let's talk about that.
How do people rise up, if you will? 28 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Give joy, get joy right now at Kohl's and take an extra 25% off. With an extra 25% off, Cuddle Duck throw pillows are $11.24 each, or a Keurig K55 is $74.99, and holiday jammies for the family are 50% off, plus an extra 25% off. Santa's on his way to Kohl's this Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. All the jolly details are at Kohl's.com/Santa. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% off are valid December 7th through 9th with promo code Santa. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. While you're out getting gifts, don't forget you or your office. Because now at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them. A gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/9. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Now, yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The focus on character, the way America is perceived around the world, the way we perceive ourselves, never mind what other people think of us. But what do you think of you? What do you think of the people around you? What do you think? The people you work with, the people who are in your family? What about the quality, the integrity of people? Is it the same as it was? Were you brought up on a diet of be honest, be moral, have strong mores and standards? Or were you brought up by somebody who didn't have any and therefore you don't have any? What do you think, Michael?
I think that what you're saying is rhetorical, and I think that what you're saying is what it's about. I mean, how do we live our own lives? It's very easy to, you know, cast stones and to criticize Al Franken or to criticize politicians or celebrities, but it all comes up from the cellular level, and that is each individual person. How do you live your life? What do you teach your children? What are your own standards and level of ethics and integrity. And, you know, there's someone said, we get the government we deserve. We're all part of the culture. And I think that it's time for a national soul searching, because I do think there's a crisis in character in terms of the American public.
Why? Where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
Why do we have a crisis in culture? What is going on? What have we? Do we have too much excess? Is there too much media? Why is our culture changing as it is so fast?
The question again, I wish I had the answer, an easy answer. Part of it is changing technology, and our nervous systems are rewired, and we're awkward and fumbling and figuring out how to do that. But also, this becomes philosophical. Perhaps we have too much abundance. Perhaps one of the painful conundrums, ironies, if you will, of the human condition is that we need to suffer in order for our better qualities to come out. That when everything is good and everything is abundant and there's peace and people are flourishing, that sometimes that doesn't breed the best of our character. Sometimes adversity is what brings out the best in people. Isn't it funny how, like, when there's a national disaster, floods in Houston, tornadoes, fires in California, all of a sudden you hear about acts of heroism, neighbors helping neighbors, people suddenly forgetting about political and racial boundaries. After 9/11, the feeling in Manhattan and in New York City was of a true brotherhood of man or sisterhood of man, however you want to call it, and it didn't last very long. Are we humans destined and condemned to suffer in order not to become worse? These are questions that are philosophical and theological, and that's what it comes down to.
It really is. But what do we say to our children and our grandchildren? What I think about my grandchild, you have a new grandson. What are we creating for them? What are we leaving them? What are we bringing them into?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, because, you know, I often think that when I look at, I have a 3-week-old grandchild, and I say, what kind of world is this young person going to grow into? What's the world going to be like in 20 years, 30 years? And how can I possibly, and how could we in our schools and teachers and civic organizations and just as parents, how do we prepare our children for a future that we don't know how to handle? This is all part of the challenges, and this is what should be part of a national discussion. I do not claim to have the answers, but I am claiming here now that this is what we should be talking about, and this is what we should be concerned about.
It really is a conundrum when you get down to it. I don't mean to be Debbie Dougie Downer, but it's just, there's so much of this stuff, and you know, people rising up. We were talking about this a few minutes ago, how somebody like Al Franken gets to the point where they are. The guy's not a good guy. Conyers, no. I've had him. I remember when I used to do more politics on my program, I used to have John Conyers on at the same time as a fellow named Joel Heffley. Heffley was a Republican. He was in charge of the Ethics Committee. Conyers was in charge of some other committee. But the two of them had about the same number of years in, and they were completely different. Conyers from a big city, Detroit. Joel Heffley from a smaller community around Colorado Springs. Conyers always overspent his budget for personnel and how to run his office. Heffley was the only person in the history of the House to turn money back in from his annual budget. He never spent all the money that he was allotted. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, Conyers always sounded like a whiner to me. But yet he fit into what, you know, he created a machine to the point where now he's resigning, but the people in his family all want to go grab that seat.
Yeah, like it's a dynasty.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we have to do, bringing this more to the surface and, you know, not getting too deep into philosophy, but more to the surface of just, you know, the left-right Democrat versus Republican conversation that we have in this medium, is we've got to get away from the idea that one side is correct and one side is wrong, that one side is good and one side is bad.
Just because you are a Democrat, you're right or you're wrong, depending on your point of view.
Right. That's the start. That's the beginning. And that's why it goes back to what I said earlier about the Democrats are using Franken as a poster child. He's the example that, oh, no, we don't support our own when they're bad.
He's sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. But I don't know if they're doing it for the right reasons. I think they're doing it because of how it appears.
Well,
it's all branding. It's all perception. That goes back to your question.
If it happened, and I just was thinking, if it happened to somebody else, let's say a popular Democratic senator, and I don't know, you come up with any number of names, people who are liked, who are Democrats, if they had the same thing, I'm betting that it wouldn't have taken the same course. Franken is not liked, and therefore he's an easier target. That's my philosophy. That's my thinking.
Do you think that Franken is not liked by the Democrats in Congress, that the other senators don't like him?
They see the same thing in him that you did and other people that were working in the talk radio business. He is a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes across to, it's got to come across to his colleagues. They're not trying to save him at all. And there are a lot of things about the innuendo and suggestions. Leanne Tweeden is not really that credible. She was an opportunist. And then other people, I don't know that much about the other people who charged him with stuff, but I know there have been a lot of people charged with a lot more serious stuff. Not that it's acceptable, because it isn't, the way he allegedly has acted. But, man, there are plenty of others that have a lot more notches on their belt and a lot more really disgusting stuff they've been accused of than Franken, and they're holding on to their own.
Yeah. But she may be an opportunist, but she is telling the truth. The two are not mutually exclusive.
No. Well, I mean, I think it's the way it was colored and flavored and when it was introduced, it's a very frustrating thing. Let's pause for a moment.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As usual, we're trying to make heads and tails out of the nuance of some of these things that the folks at Talkers have found to be the most popular conversational items of the week due to their research. You can go to talkers.com. I'm actually there through the course of the whole program looking at various things that are interesting and compelling. This is such a, again, getting to the point of having people on the air that can tell great stories. That's one of the reasons that the format works, as I said before. Let me see if I can tell you a good story about a product from a company called Purity. Purity Products introduces Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill that includes both krill oil and fish oil, because there are a lot of people who have been taking fish oil and they've been taking krill oil, and a lot of people don't like to take more than a few of these capsules every day. I take about 30, and luckily I found this because I can eliminate the fish oil and the krill oil, two separate ones, because Purity's put them together in the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. If you are of age and you got aching joints, this is perfect for you. If you're concerned about your cardiovascular health, then this product, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, is perfect for you. It's perfect for anyone who is maturing, aging, and wants to take care of his or her body the right way. Good cardiovascular function, good joint function, brain function, all of those things are guaranteed with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Using the CoQ10 aspect of it for energy, you got it all covered. You can get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus by calling 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. You pay a couple of bucks for shipping, that's it. And you get a free bottle now, so you'll see how well it works. And then, obviously, there's a method to the madness. They want you to buy the product after you see how well it works. Get the free bottle now, 800-355-1493. That is Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The free bottle, 800-355-1493.
Four score and 7 years ago, Our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
Ow. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about Geico, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
12 minutes for the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen, the business of Al Franken. I don't want to, you know what I really would rather have? Let's go to that story number two, which is the Jerusalem recognition. We're to have the U.S. Embassy. I thought this was kind of a dead issue. Interesting. You and I have both been there, and I commented earlier on how it's fun to, in this sense, to just use our experience to once again draw these word pictures. The whole city is so small. The city, the old city of Jerusalem, Mount of Olives, you can throw a rock across the little creek that sort of goes down there. Everything is so much smaller, but yet we treat it like it was this big international capital. It's a little teeny place. And yet all this fighting that goes on, it's really pretty remarkable, isn't it?
And it's symbolic. It's so much of the problem in the Middle East is emotional and symbolism as opposed to, you know, geopolitical and economic. And oh my gosh, it's so emotional, and it's very hard to argue that. You know, it's hard to tell people, well, you know, get over the idea that you think this is holy land. You know, you get into some real serious stuff when you talk like that. So it's a real sticky argument. Very difficult to solve.
Yeah,
that's the problem. Yeah. You know, we're talking about people who feel that they have rights given to them by their ancestors and God. To these places, it makes it hard to sit around the table and go, okay, let's figure this thing out going forward. What would work for everybody? It's frustrating. Very.
Well, they don't want to fix
it. The Middle East is crazy. No.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Democrats and Republicans. They have too much to gain by keeping things the way they are, rather than change them for the better. I think that's really what the bottom line is. Everything is, it's too easy to keep people stirred up and to gain from that, take advantage of their fears, etc. 10 before the hour.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Past the hour, check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show podcast every week at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Podcast that features Michael and the other people that we have discussing the issues of the week. We're talking about Jerusalem. Let me just stay there with you, Michael, for a moment, because it really does talk to leadership. It does talk to the fact that people over there, I found, you found, and it's not any different than any place I've ever traveled. I've been fortunate to go to 40-some-odd countries around the world, and I find that it's the same everywhere. People want a couple of square meals a day. They want security for their family, make everybody safe, and a roof over their head. That's it. They don't want to fight with people. It's the leadership, the radicals that want because of the, it's a business for them. It's how they...
Yeah. The arms industry, the political industry, the religious industry, and the business of radicals foment problems. The average person, look, you and I saw with our own eyes on our many trips to Israel, and we didn't just go there as tourists. You and I were there interviewing government leaders.
So working over,
real
yeah.
Fact-finding missions. It shocks people when they see that in the streets of Israel, in the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and in some of the bigger cities, you find Arabs and Israelis working together, living together in harmony. In harmony. To read the news, you think that everybody's throwing rocks at each other. And isn't it that way in the United States, too?
Yep.
You see people, Latin Americans, you see African Americans, you see white people, Christians, Jews, all living together, working together, being friends. I mean, they may not integrate on the level, you know, that it's not even, you know, there are black neighborhoods, white neighborhoods, whatever, but people are not fighting with each other on the streets. They're friendships. They're working together. They're colleagues. But you'd get the impression to read the news that the entire country is up in arms against itself.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with the Middle East, even more so. Most people there want to get along.
Absolutely.
From all countries. Yeah. From all walks of life.
I want to find out in a moment what is going on this week. Michael has a podcast every week in which he chats with some industry import. Up Close and Far Out, our focus right after this.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a three-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
All right, so Michael, you have chatted with a fellow who's a well-known broadcaster, has had great experiences, Brian Sussman. How is this week's podcast from Up Close and Far Out?
It's a good one. He's a good guy. He does the mornings on KFSO in San Francisco. He's conservative, but he's not obsessed with Trump, and he's not obsessed with politics. They have a lot of fun and pop culture on the show, as well as a little bit of politics. He used to be a weatherman in San Francisco for about 20 years, 25 years, award-winning weatherman, TV meteorologist. And he foresaw the decline of television and the rise of talk radio, and he just quit and went into talk radio, learned the issues, and worked his way up in the system, and now he's a leading radio talk show host.
Did he work his way from television directly into a big market station, or did he have to go work in the suburbs of San Francisco?
No, he started at night on a big station.
Ah.
He didn't start in the morning, which is considered the best time in radio.
Right.
Not always. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's midday, Sean Hannity's afternoon drive, and they're two of the biggest names. Michael Savage is at night. But in general, mornings on a local radio station are considered the best position.
That's for sure.
And that's what he's done. A good guy. And also, there's a lot of good personal things about him. He has multiracial children. It's a good one. UpCloseAndFarOut.com.
UpCloseAndFarOut.com, or you can find it also at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the boss at Talkers. He's here with us every week.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.